DeSantis, I'm leaning into and winning every issue old guard GOP shied away from. By Pam Key on May 25, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said Thursday on Newsmax TV's The Balance that he was leaning into issues the old guard of the Republican Party would shy away from. Host Eric Bulling asked, "What do you tell the folks? The Trump voters who say Ron DeSantis is lining up with the establishment wing of the party. The Karl Roves, the you know Paul Ryans over at Fox. You know they're very concerned about that." DeSantis said, "Well, I can tell you this, Eric. I have not spoken to Paul Ryan since I've been governor. I've met Karl Rove once in my life. They are not involved in my political operations. So that's just manufactured garbage that people put out there online." He continued, "Look at my record. How many establishment Republicans would have sent illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard? How many establishment Republicans would have stood up against Disney? How many establishment Republicans would have signed the bill that I just signed to ban land purchases from people affiliated with the CCP in the state of Florida? We're now being sued by the ACLU for that. How many establishment Republicans would have leaned in to support our children against the Pronoun Olympics? We banned the Pronoun Olympics in our schools. We are the first state to do that. How many establishment Republicans would have banned gender transition surgeries for minors? We not only would take the doctor's medical license, we will put the doctor in jail if they are mutilating a minor." So on every issue that kind of, the old guard of the Republican Party would have shied away from in a New York minute. "I'm not only leaning into them, I'm winning against the media and against the left," DeSantis added. "You know, we say Florida is the place where a woke goes to die because we've defeated the left on all these fronts. My pledge if I'm elected president after two terms, we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.